As I was saying, telling Vince, it's only Dwayne Johnson who knows how to beat the lesbians.
To what?
Who knows how to defeat the lesbians?
Eh? What have I missed?
It's only Dwayne Johnson who knows how to beat the lesbians. Defeat the lesbians. Because the Rock beat Caesars.
Yo!
On which TikTok are you guys on?
In 2024, I know
how
my podcast,
bro. Is it jokes? I love it. Last time you were just on Simon Says the whole time. I just see what here are good jokes. Simon, these are good jokes. These are good jokes. These are called Zikwangi jokes. It's like one or two.
Who do you guys think would be a good Kenyan Santa if Santa was real?
Papa Shirandula. Oh my god. Think
about this. Terrence.
He can be the Grinch.
Papa simply because
ama he looks like.
What are you saying?
He has the body for it.
We're not talking about the body. Santa has this aura with him.
Like the Kitambi has to be there, but it's an extended version, you know?
It's an extended version of a Kitambi.
Nile, like you're laughing and your body is moving, but it's your stomach going.
You Where? See, this is not body shaming, guys. It's just that, you know.
Oh, really?
It's not body shaming.
Let me tell you. I was talking to Mike the other day, and then I say someone was fat. And then Mike was like, no, that's bad. You should say he was all-rounded.
I'm like, okay. Who's bad now?
Is it really? Think about it. Which is worse? Which is worse? Kwambo, that you're fat or being told that you're all-rounded? Hey, answer the question. You see?
I'm pretty sure a Kenyan won't tell you you're all rounded. At I say in a very Kenyanese way.
Umenona.
Hey, unona shoeless.
How Kenyans say things can hurt you, Bara. Kenyans can break
I'm sorry,
you.
Guys, I'm sorry. Hey.
Guy.
You just opened that box.
Hey.
Wow.
Unona shoeless.
Guy,
I'll be mad. Miss your language shoeless, like it's for other reasons, but hey,
now you, where we're making fun of guy.
You know where
I was going. Okay. Hey, Papa. Yeah,
Papa
Wilberforce. Yeah. What's his name? Yeah.
Wilberforce.
Jama. Yeah, him specifically. Simply because
the late Wilberforce.
The late Charles Bouquet. Thank you. Thank you. That's the name I was looking for. Simply because I don't know when you watch when you were growing up when you used to see him. Attack your koyo boda boda. You know, you feel as if
it's the Black Mamba.
Black Mamba. Sindio boda boda. Yes, it's. Oyuko na nini eh? Baiskeli si ni boda boda. But the Black Mamba, si itunakuelewa.
Okay, thanks.
So whenever you see him like on it, even on the theme song, it will be very like just lovely to watch, you know. Alafu kushuka yake, you know, like just picturing that with him dropping you presents. If we believed in Santa Claus.
The maddest friendship was him and Njoroge.
You know, this one. You guys were telling me about Gen Alpha. Gen Alpha won't know about this. Joro. They won't know about this. Have you even watched cartoons these days?
No.
I don't watch cartoons these days. You know why? Because I'd rather go back and watch Boondocks and whatnot than watch. Me, I remember Ben 10. I don't even know what they're watching these days. There's a show on Netflix called
Powerpuff Girls Have Become Teenagers, apparently.
You guys always spoil this for me.
What do you mean?
Like Powerpuff Girls grew up.
They grew up. Like,
okay, they continued the show up until they grew up.
Imagine, please, Cartoon Network, if you ever listen to us, please retain the old version of the cartoons.
It's how unaona pop of girls at your corner hips. First of all, they didn't have fingers.
Well, technically.
They didn't have fingers, bro.
No, I'm just curious. Does Mojo Jojo have gray hair now?
Anyway,
monkeys have a lifespan of how many years?
We are on a tangent. Umesikia Maria Carey amedrop nyimbo kama kawaida.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Same song, but now I'm making another title, chini. It was Jui. As usual. What's the title? You know that lady?
She's making bank
wealth,
right now.
Wealth, just generation. Every
this is her, this is always her time it's to shine.
Aki wa broke at whatever point. Anangoja tu December.
December tu.
For the rest of the year, make money. That's
and a chill too from January.
I'm coming to go find a kazi.
Let me, have you heard the song? Is it good? Is it good? Is the song good? I've not even heard the song.
Why would I hear it?
Ah, thank God, thank God, thank God. I thought it's all. You missed Kayon Goma. Yeah, so it's
just here, but we'll probably hear it a lot now.
Yeah,
we'll probably hear it by four saying
now in TikTok.
Yeah, that's the only place I can accept to hear it. Cause
now, question. This is for me to know, to judge you guys.
Judge.
I'll judge you based on how you answer this question.
Okay.
You have the following. You have to drop, let's say two of them. You have to drop a choice between WhatsApp, Instagram, X, TikTok, and let me just, for the fun of it, let's say Facebook.
So, WhatsApp?
Which one do you drop? WhatsApp, TikTok? No, I'm not saying Facebook. No one uses Facebook in our
generation. Just Snapchat.
Snapchat? Yeah. Even. Okay, so WhatsApp, TikTok, Instagram, X, and Snapchat. You have to drop two.
Two?
Yeah.
Easily drop Twitter and Snap.
Twitter and Snap.
I'm going to receive it.
Easily.
You'd keep TikTok.
I'd keep TikTok.
Okay.
Okay, because you know, like me, for the nature of my job, I know a lot of things about how the algorithm is going and whatnot. TikTok's algorithm is competing with Google search engine now. That's they want to become the most powerful search engine.
Really?
And they're working well on it.
But
they're giving Google a run for their money.
But then you can only search videos.
No. Because now, they are also launching the online shops.
Oh,
for businesses and creators
from Google Ads and Google that whole portfolio to their own gigantic portfolios of everything.
Yeah, and then again, TikTok has a very wide database. Like, I don't know if it was you guys I was telling that you read the terms and conditions for TikTok, and even if you appear on a video and you yourself are not a user on TikTok, they gather your data.
They gather my data.
Like, say, to end it, watu wanashindanga wakipiga ma TikTok videos. You appear in the background, they start gathering your data.
There's someone who is going to look at those videos and
say, that's so now. And then, if anyone has synced their TikTok to contacts,
I have not.
Yeah, you haven't, but pretty sure there's someone on your contact list who has. So now here's the crazy part. You could be you're not on TikTok, but you have someone who's on your contact list who's on TikTok and synced their contacts. So you've appeared on a random video somewhere on the background and you are not even aware of. So they start gathering your data. Now, mtu mwenye ame sync their contacts, they already now they link that to you. So what akwana your name, email, contact information, location, everything. TikTok has a wide database.
I don't like that app at all. Anyway, Mike, which one would you drop?
Why would you drop Twitter?
Simply because
that surprises me, especially for you, to be honest. I think you're the one who's on Twitter the most.
No, I'm not. Here. I used to be. Early in the year. Because first, but again, this is all for work. Like first, in the beginning of the year, Twitter used to be the first place things are trending, then every other app. But now it's changed. It's TikTok.
Okay, definitely dropping WhatsApp and Instagram.
Instagram?
Yeah.
You're dropping WhatsApp?
Yeah.
What?
What's up?
Where would they have?
Utaambiwaje kuhusu exams and class, kama kuna class.
It's about time everybody got iOS. I messaged me.
Ah, puny. Hey! Sawa basi. Kwenda wewe.
I'd rather stay with X, TikTok, and Snapchat.
X, TikTok, and Snapchat.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're not even active on TikTok. How much time do you spend on TikTok?
Viewing.
Mike, and reposting.
Yeah.
Mike will send me 72 TikToks at once, bro. It's quite mad.
Continue.
Really?
No, let me tell you. I stopped because some of my friends don't open.
Yeah.
And you know, since you don't open, let me do this. Repost that shit. It will appear on your timeline. And then you see that I'm actually reposted.
My God.
That's actually true. I see you reposting a lot of cheese. Yeah. You?
I think for me, I would drop Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And what? Gosh. X.
It's guy.
I think for me, it's also revolving around what projects I have in mind.
Really?
Yeah.
Me, I will not lie to you. Me, I drop TikTok in a heartbeat.
Why?
Ninge achana you out. I'd leave it.
Why?
Why?
Let me tell you. Because firstly, it's time consuming.
Okay, that's true.
I don't like how it's time consuming. Because I don't know. For me, I usually want, if I'm going to go on that app, I want to be entertained. Mm-hmm. Right? And by the time I get entertained, I've scrolled through so much. You know, the other day, we were looking at my phone, me and my girl, and she realized that me and my material is just about football or music or movies. Otherwise, it's nothing else. By the time I figure this video, like, I saw one video that I saw yesterday was Walifungua. Am I talk bad right now? Am I so talk so badly? Walienda Uko, Kakamega, Kisumu, wakaleta escalator Uko for the first time.
Bro!
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Wajaluo,
I will tell you.
Ni Waluya, si Wajaluo.
Bro, it was in Kakamega.
It was in Kakamega, yeah. Right?
Hawajai
pata escalator, bro. Walikuwa wanapanda hiyo kitu, wanashuka. Wanapanda.
Let me tell you.
You know, these are things. Just, I was told literally that in, is it, Trevor Noah said what? In Zimbabwe, there's one place where there's an escalator. Yeah. And that's an attraction.
It's an attraction. Imagine it happened in Kenya.
In Kakamega. And that thing is not even like so high. It's so small. And every Naivas attendant akwapo.
Imagine.
Wondering. What's going on in Naivas?
Wapetoka kwa till at saa wamesema till closed.
Up and your my marketing inakuja. If you're smart, just go advertise your brand hapo kwa hiyo
escalator.
Oh,
only watu wametua. You know, it surprised me, but I was entertained simply because by the time nifike huko, me I watched football, I've known how Man U are trash. I've gone down. Mbona unacheka si? It's ama namna gani guys? Si ni ukweli? Wamechapa.
Hiyo ni
team aina gani? Nione.
Harry Maguire was like what the player of the
imagine
the month.
Do you know how mad that is? You know, you might make me go and talk about football. Harry Maguire got player of the month before Kevin De Bruyne, and Kevin De Bruyne has been the best midfielder. Hey, so TikTok and X. I won't lie to you, I'm not on X like that. TikTok and
I feel
X,
like the people who are on X right now, like, would die with it are the millennials. Because me, I'm not really attached to X.
Yeah, I'm not on X. I only go to X to watch kujua kaka kuna jam.
Olai.
See, my three route.
First of all, Mike, Nata, I don't know why you dropped TikTok in a heartbeat.
They've stopped updating it regularly.
And to me, I think it's how you perceive it.
Yeah.
It doesn't waste your time.
What do you mean?
X.
TikTok.
TikTok first, yeah. Mm. It doesn't waste your time. It just informs you.
But X also informs you.
Exactly.
But now me, I'm thinking about in comparison of, maybe the reason why it informs you better simply because everyone is there. Right?
Exactly, yeah.
You know that meme of when someone sends you an Instagram reel, yet, you know, it was on TikTok like 2 days before or something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I get that because everyone is there. But at the end of the day, by the time I get to a point where
it's just how you structure your algorithm. Because I used to have, you find a good TikTok, a kienyo. Good kienyo. Good kienyo.
Hey, lakini this is a kienyo zimekua mingi lately.
Bro, I saw another Luo man. I
scrolled kienyo. Hey.
I saw another Luo man. Nimeshika konyagi.
Now, this is how you open your eyes first.
No, now, him is fucked. Because you go to YouTube, you see how to drink water.
How to drink water.
And that thing has 160 million views.
Guys, mnasa how? I am AI. Hey! How? How much am I water to how? Let me tell you, there are three of them. I'll go up a two. At the bottom of ice cream. Oh,
ice cream.
Hey, see that?
Hey.
That pisses me off, but I'm entertained. You know? You get what I'm saying? That's why I dropped TikTok in a because I'm like, these are three men. One of them has to be.
Tell you, they are making bank.
Hey, from
life.
Do you see how much that is? People are going on TikTok to Marose. Arose is how much? Isn't it 100 bob or something or 80 bob?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah. To see you three grown men just saying,
yeah.
You know. bad that is. Is it just me?
It's not just you.
It's very weird.
It's very me.
It's very weird.
So anyway, I drop it.
You know that lady who started that thing?
Which lady?
There's a lady who started
it. I can't remember her name.
Yeah. But she's dropping a song.
Because of for what?
She's dropping a song with those sounds.
Are you being serious?
I'm not joking.
Imagine,
she's dropping a banger.
Is it going to be a hip hop song?
Let me tell you something. It's going to hit.
Cindy,
it's going to hit.
Kwanza itakuwa theme song yao watu wote hao wa AI. Oh my gosh, it's me. I'm telling you, I hate TikTok so much because of stupidity. It bothers me. I don't know why. And because you see, like for example, when I told you this Riz thing, right? When I was just telling you about when and women having Riz, apparently people are saying that women have Riz, but whatever. Remember when Simon said that the people who have Riz are the ones in their DMs. That's how women do their Riz, where they send TikTok messages. That's the Riz. Imagine that's how far we've gotten as a society, that Riz comes through sending you a message and whatnot.
But technically,
what happened to the days in which you like all my photos?
Don't we usually communicate with Reels as well?
Sorry?
Don't we usually communicate with Reels?
No, we share information, one, or we make the other person laugh, two. Communication.
Mike, if right now you tell me communicate something with Reels. And I don't understand it, and then because now, of course, Google is listening, your algorithm shows you exactly what you are trying to explain to me. So utanitumia? Because probably mtu mwingine nikisikia from someone else, I'll understand it.
See, that means nyinyi umekuwa deluded. Yo, umekuwa deluded into thinking that.
Reels has become how we communicate. Even when people are sending you jokes.
I won't lie to you.
Before it used to be memes. Ulikuwa unatumiwa memes na watu. Nowadays, unatumiwa Reels.
I get it.
But okay, anyway, so you could just structure your algorithm.
Yeah.
You will find, if you want it to be funny.
Yeah.
Because for me, I remove not interested for those Kenyans. Mm-hmm. Now it's just moving nicely. And then for Twitter, for X, even my girl is telling me, hey, how she just gets historical facts.
X. Historical facts?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like,
she doesn't get any updates or any news, any...
Now for her, when she opens the For You, it's historical facts. You just read the first one, talk on them, those kind of things.
Okay.
But again, it's just on your algorithm. Mm. Because let me tell you, X is the one beautiful place I love to be.
Because
you see the drama and then the comment section?
Drama?
Yeah. Like someone, people actually...
Do you know,
like reading words, reading a story. Yamtu, anyamekosewa. And then they post it. And then the weird, not weird really, but the Kenyans who've experienced it, just go on. Because it's freedom of speech.
Minimum. Kwanza CX, you can even be verified just by paying.
Yeah.
Sindio? Oh my gosh.
See, even Instagram.
That's why it's, all these is what is there. Anyway, when we don't get drop snap, we are on the safe.
Snap.
We don't get drop snap.
What do you mean?
Because snap stick now. I
think for me,
us as men,
it's just as.
It's snap.
Sisi as men.
Bro, my highest
is 1,200 and something.
Hey, who? Stafika uko.
I used that nigga.
So, zikitolea utalia?
Of course.
Mr. Lia.
I worked hard for that shit.
My highest is what? It's 290. Oh, it's 409. Sorry, it's 409.
What? Oh my God.
Let me tell you why me enjoy it. Simply because I usually send darkness. I didn't even send anything. Like, there are times I'm just bored. Atumatu giza.
Why? You know, that's the thing. Because me... There was a time I
you
used
can't
to
judge
have streaks.
Me.
There was a time I used to have streaks and a lot of streaks. But then I realized what wanna to mopuzi.
Sindio?
No.
Mono wanna to my darkness alafu mechora S. What's that?
Miss Chorangi, yes. No,
you see, it's not what wanna to mopuzi. You just have the wrong friends on Snap.
But let me tell you something. I spend a lot of time on the Snapchat channels.
Their Snapchat channel.
I spend a lot of time on the channel. The channels are entertaining.
Uko chini. Meziona. Where mono get drop snap?
Apo kwa where you go where the stories are.
Apo tuma pictures are black. Mina tumanga pictures are ofisi. Like,
yeah, and I'm like, bro, you have a more interesting life. Yeah. Why are you sending me that shit?
Me, I just put it on my story. You won't see it anyway.
So use it.
Why do you say that?
Because I don't have the time to what? Do the same thing that you do. Una post chakula ama una post uko screenshot M-Pesa.
It's only 7, Bob.
And then you're like, ah, today, let's go. We're going to end up a few moments later. See this guy in VIP section at some concert.
Kwenda. But you see what I'm saying? That's interesting to me. Like, it pisses me off. It pisses me off to bits. Because that day, he called me. He called me a jam. He called me. It was Man U versus Liverpool. You called me. Unikakwambia mimi niko mahali. Sindio? Next thing I know, 2 a.m. na two snap jamako calligraph. I was so pissed. But anyway, that's not the point.
But for me, that's just basically, I don't find that much. Well, maybe I don't have the best friends, but you know.
You have me.
Nimechoka kuona pesa message 7, Bob. Ah, 2 moments later. Na itakuwa kila mahali, itakuwa Instagram at some point.
What?
Hapana.
But do you post the same thing on Snapchat and on Instagram?
No.
Yeah.
Snapchat, if you're on my Snapchat, that's my private life, bruv.
Yeah.
I feel like people literally post their private lives on Snapchat, not
anywhere else.
No, let me tell you.
Because even me, like I only post on my stories, but...
Lockets.
What the hell? You see, these are the things that are starting to make me feel old.
Let me tell you this.
Hey!
What the hell is Lockets now?
Let me tell you this.
It's snapping in.
I know we've taken a big time, but...
We should not be talking about this. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Locket users are just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's now, there's private life and then there's private life.
Yo, I've heard the things people are sending.
Exactly.
Sending there. What
explain.
There was one time, person Y sent a locket to people of a dildo. I was like, what?
A dildo?
Yeah.
So that app isn't regulated like on the things you can share?
No.
You can't... Like report
it's like
someone.
Me sending you a one-time photo on WhatsApp.
Yeah, like in, I've seen some of... Hey.
Miss Jaona, me ni mtoto wa Mungu. Hello, everyone.
But you know, they've been said... Okay, watch a two-end.
Keeps going
about.
So much private
with
the new apps. Because the problem is people are
the
being regulated
is,
on Instagram.
I don't think Locket will really...
Kick off.
Because you guys
that's
remember...
That's what we said about TikTok.
No, do you guys remember
TikTok?
No.
There was an app called Vine. Do you remember the Vine app? Vine
app was Musical.ly.
Hey, Vine was still...
It was even Musical.ly at the time.
Yeah.
Those were the two... Me... Exactly. Unona. So now you think about them...
Nah, remember House Party?
Mm. No, that was a COVID thing.
Yeah.
That was tailored to that moment. Let me tell you, right now, binge on privacy... That's why the freedom of speech on X is just keeps going higher and higher. See, they've dumped Disney.
Mm.
And Disney is suffering.
$895 billion loss. Yani unajua ni washa $1 billion. You know what that means? Wait. Anyway,
Locket has already been integrated to Instagram, integrated to Snapchat. Like it's gone in.
Give it time. Utakuwa utaachana TikTok utaingia
to be like another OF. Tenda kutafuta Locket influencers, Jesus.
Anyway, whatever. Anyway, sorry guys, we're taking a very big tangent. Merry Christmas.
Papa Shirandu.
We were supposed to tell you what we want to do for Christmas. What do you guys want? What are you guys doing for Christmas?
Let's start with you.
Ho ho ho.
Why me?
Because
why me?
Why you? Can you don't celebrate Christmas?
No, why me? Why do I start?
Because in the beginning,
you're our guest.
I don't judge you. You see what usually do. I don't know if you noticed. In our second episode, we never introduce ourselves. They're going to find out about you at the end. Go on.
The number's still rolling up.
Yeah.
Same thing that my family always does. 25th. Shago.
Let's talk about Mshagu. Why do I have to go there, dear parents?
But we are at an age where you can say no.
No. In the house, no. If you moved out, maybe.
And you see, I gotta stay there for a while.
Economy mbaya.
Good
Apple.
How?
Upia uko Shago.
Mimi niko...
Tunenda ushago.
No, he's meaning something else. Like when you stay in the house, you Ushago sas.
Damn.
So you can't say Ushago without smelling poop of a cow. Ushago sas. Akisha nusapunda.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Anyways. Yeah, unfortunately I have to go to Shago. But I'm hoping this year we don't. Lord, please hear my prayers.
Jesus Christ.
Oh gosh, Pana, that killed me. That killed me, yo. Anyway.
And yeah, understand. You need to look for another podcast.
2024.
That please. Is crazy. That is so other crazy.
Other podcasts. Eh? What to a sandwich? What to a nani?
Bro. Anyway, sorry. For
nta,
me.
Nta, guy,
to miss. Yeah. Anyway, so.
You know, she's literally talking about how Judas did that thing to Jesus.
Anyway, so for me, Christmas. When is that? I was laughing.
Yeah, what are your Christmas plans?
Christmas plans. Hey, bro, in our family, we are too old for Christmas plans at this point. I don't know. Normally,
what
we
do you
just.
Mean too old for Christmas.
And as far as before, back in the day, mm-hmm. like normally it would be the same thing. We shall go. I can't sound a journey. Well, first of all, we shall go kwa koni hapa kabete.
Yeah.
Sindio. Yeah. Hey, you, that's Nairobi. You get? Yeah. Hey, for me, okay. For me, bro, we shall go to Zemanifike Meru. And I'm not going to Meru.
It's a journey.
I want to go to Meru. But then you see, the thing is, in the way things are in our family, a lot of us, at least my parents, that is, them, they have work in Nairobi. Mm. Especially now, this time, it's really peak for the business. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, no, but 25th and 26th, no, to Kumta. Mm. The next day, we're Kukazi, 27th. Yeah. No. So, normally, before, I would have loved it. I miss seeing my grandparents and whatnot. Maybe they surprise us this year. I don't know. Maybe we might go. Mm. And go to Meru and have time with my grandma. I miss my grandparents. I won't lie to you. Mm. Those are people I love. But yeah, that would have been my plans.
Is in Meru. Mine is in some lake body over there.
Over there.
Yeah, over there. Some lake body. You know.
Are you driving?
I'm not sure which lake body it is.
Are you driving there?
Me.
Eh. No. Are you guys driving there?
See, that's the worst part.
Worst? Yeah. You don't enjoy the scenery?
Do you know where Kisumu is?
8 hours.
It's far. Kisumu is not even... Is it even 8 hours, Mike?
Yeah, it's 8 hours.
It is 8 hours?
Yeah.
I thought it's more.
If the, what during about the
flight?
Season.
Yeah.
What about a flight?
What about a flight?
Yeah.
But they can park
Mr. Ochola, amesema kuna kuflight.
I don't want to reveal too much.
Okay, not kawaii, but it's become sort of practice. I just go to my dad's place.
Really?
In Naivasha. Because you see, it's the same case with us. Like, it's usually peak season for us. It's usually peak season for us.
Yeah.
But we also try to do other things. And then also, like the industry we are in, we have fun anyway.
Yeah.
We always,
seem to sponsor.
Tunashereheingi.
To sponsor to just
I need an excuse actually. Can that be done? Can I not go to those side? There's a lake body on your side, right?
So you want a lake but not your lake.
Yeah, you see that one is named after some white person. Some colonizer.
Shaka ukitufanyia hii tutakuchinjia punda for free anyway. So
okay.
The point is
sasa hapo ndio umeharibu. No, umeharibu.
She never have told us that. I'm sorry. Anyway, wow. but now, I'm actually like, are you saying, you know, I'm saying it's an influence because you know back in 2021,
mm-hmm.
the last time you had a Christmas episode, you said you didn't do anything on Christmas.
Yeah.
So me, I'm very happy to hear that. So yeah, that's
it's very fun. I like spending time with these people.
Yeah.
Watching my little brother grow, trying to instill everything I've learned in him at that age. Say an ajoksema apple.
Yeah, it's a wongo. So you're cool. Just practicing to be a mom. Sorry. Mom?
Anyway, yeah. Now all of you are in relationships, which is very good. No. So I asked people Instagram.
I got scared, bro.
Would you give up spending Christmas with your family to spend it with your partner? Or partners. Depending on when you are gonna understanding, but Yeah.
For the change of scenery, I would.
For the, just for the change of scenery?
Yeah, I would want to see how that goes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
Wow. Would I? Would I?
Yeah, would I? You?
Yeah. Would I? Would you? Would I?
High secrets.
Would,
yeah,
would. Would I?
Definitely would.
Let me tell you the thing. The thing is, for me, but the only...
We need pseudonyms for your girls now.
The only... We send my secrets. I just go right now. The thing is, I don't make clocks. I feel as if for me the balance is my grandparents. I've not seen them in a minute. I've not seen my grandparents in a hot minute.
Bruh, what question are you answering?
I'm answering whether I'd give up being with my family or my partner. I choose.
Would you give up being with your family to be with your partner for Christmas?
Actually, maybe not this one. If I had a choice to go and see my grandparents, I would. I genuinely would.
I would even like celebrate it with her family.
If she can come, it would be much better.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn.
If she can come, it would be much, much better.
I'd die if I celebrated with the family. I'd be assassinated somewhere, but... but I would.
Hey, yo, that's... Hey.
Wow.
Because I'm actually boys with the mom.
Yes.
The dad knows me.
We'll be fine.
We are Mefika. Levels.
Levels.
You know what? We are for deep.
That's actually an interesting question. I would.
You would?
I'd want to see.
I'd like, actually want to experience, not spending it just with my partner, but my partner with my family.
Exactly.
Because me, I'm not willing to give up Christmas with my family. Yeah. May I love them. They're the funniest people to be around.
A partner.
Ah, Ishak. Shaka, I thought it's us. Shaka, we're not the funnest people to be around.
You are. Listen, not so many people can say that they chill with their family. like how they chill with their homies. You get?
Yeah.
Like, I drink with you guys, but I also drink with my family, and that's beautiful.
As we don't have to drink, Shaka.
Yes, I know, yes, but like us, we sherehe.
So fun.
And we also do other fun things.
Yeah.
We go out, we need
it's fine. It's fine.
No, what's but that? This is about families, bro.
It's fine.
Why are you taking it so
personally? I thought you were a family, Shaka.
We are.
Shaka, it's fine.
We should, do you think, do you think we'd ever reach a point where like we celebrate Christmas as friends?
That's my plan.
Yeah. Bro, I need that shit in
Give
life.
Me time. Give me time. Once we are you know, the thing is, one thing that I want is I want New Year's.
New Year's? No, listen. The thing is, Christmas, it's very hard to pull people away from their family.
Yeah.
Right?
So you would be around...
It's very... And also, sometimes it's very unfair.
Yeah.
But I know for New Year's, it's possible.
You would be... This year, unaweza kuwa?
If we plan something for New Year's, I can make myself available.
Me ada kwenda hiyo kitu. Yo,
but amepewa tu 10 minutes bana.
It's a temp. You've seen the roster?
Eh, amepewa 10 minutes.
Me, I thought it's a whole... What?
It's freaking Churchill show, bro.
Did I see Kinoti on that list?
Acha jokes.
That lineup is weird.
I mean, game na shusha nyavu. Anyway, it's fine.
Mwana mkubwa.
So utalipia Churchill ndio.
Siendi. I thought it was a concert by her.
Same.
Kumbe is Churchill. Okay, it's fine. Yeah, it's but
dear event promoters, you hear what you're missing out on?
Yeah, but a
lot of money.
Who is coming to watch a chill show, honestly? No. Ask you how that show is. Is it even still going on?
Luckily, kuna millennials who like Churchill show.
Still goes on. Still on Thursday.
I think it's in TV 47.
It's not in NTV?
Bro.
He meant. I'm not watching it. Anyway, the point
made
is...
His money. He made his money.
Yeah, he made that money. Anyway, so I get it.
No,
so,
but he was saying, you know, he didn't make money.
From
like
Churchill?
He never used to make money because you look at the cost of a ticket... And the cost that you're incurring to actually prepare the show,
yeah,
it might just walk out with 100 G's.
Swear.
Yeah.
But you know, that's how it is in this country. That's everything mad. Is expensive. Not especially on the event side, it's very hard to make profit. After you've done a whole show, especially if you had like international artists as headliners, they'll pull the crowd. But if you didn't have proper sponsors, then you barely make a lot. Of which Churchill doesn't now use a lot of sponsors.
That's the thing. Because I keep wondering, guys, EABL.
So, no, should they have Churchill?
If they can afford to pay someone within their management 192 million, the cost of bringing Burna Boy will not surpass, it's $1 million, but it won't surpass 1.2.
But you see, EABL does that because of the, there are so many entertainment events and it's good for their image. Mm-hmm. Susa Churchill, who will hearing it?
You have your answer.
Coca-Cola.
I mean,
Coca-Cola can't so sponsor mad. That.
I feel like,
but who does? I feel like Wolf Valley, you know, the thing is, like, I see it on this side of management event and also talking to these people and sponsors. On their side, of course, they'll be like, what value are we getting?
Yeah.
Because Sasa, you see, the problem is Churchill is has become, it's a very family oriented
show.
That's why he shot himself on the leg.
Not so many Kenyans care about these family oriented events.
But is it family from the home perspective? Because
actually, yeah, good point.
And then when you're actually down there, as in on, you know, on the grounds, then it's a whole different story. So is it family from the point where it's been showcased to the end audience, which is now the family at home, and the things on the ground are different?
No,
I feel like MTV should have been paying Churchill.
It's the same both ways. Because even how they curate their show, like, they know there's families who are sitting down to watch this show. And at the same time, if these families are sitting down to watch it, you remember, like, how, if okay, if you've had probably parents who speak like this, because me, my mom used to speak like this, akiona kitu kwa TV and say what were, they were drinking, immediately you never watch that thing again.
But people used to drink in Churchill show.
They did. Mm. Ikonga Del Monte
funded me. But yeah, apo watu wa VIP, yes. Uh-huh. But remember, have you ever blankly seen a bottle on their,
on the production?
They edit that completely.
I just focus on the stage.
Yeah, and then also they can't have a sponsor like EABL. That's too...
Tune kuna tu episode moja tu recording. Guys want to see one. I wanted to go for Christina show, but I won't go for it. But I want to see just one. Just for my own entertainment. But anyway, that's pretty much it. That's my answer. I would
I have a question.
Okay.
Yeah, the host has another one. The guest has a question.
The guest has a question.
What have you done that with your eyebrow?
Yeah, the guest has a question.
Guest has a question.
So, in Kenya, we currently have about 12 holy days in the entire year.
Yeah.
You mentioned that people just like shereheing, sleeping and eating on all those 12 holy days.
Among other things.
And those are the official ones. Kuna kungana zile zina kujanga once in a while, right?
Yeah.
So for the guys on the bench, in the hot seat.
Is you one of the guys now? No, no. It's fine. I love it. Go on.
Yeah. So, Nona.
What have you just done? Why are you flicking your hair?
I'm a weird woman now.
Why are you flicking your hair? I'm sorry. I'm going to on you. embarrassment.
What is my part? Juicy now, nonga.
Me, I'm on my soft boy. God, your question. Anyway,
so the question
your
is,
question.
What is your best holiday?
Is out of all 12.
Out of all the 12.
We have 12 holidays.
Yeah. Official ones. Like, those ones never change. They're Eid, Madaraka, Mashujaa, Jamhuri, Christmas.
We do.
What's this? These are the ones for
Easter.
New Year's.
Labor Day.
The official ones. Official. Kuna zile za kujanga once in a while, as you know, the Muslim and Islam cultures. Okay. Try to know. So the official ones is called rock solid.
Okay. A public holiday. For me, it would be New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
I just love New Year's. Simply because we're starting a new on a new page. For me, that's basically it. And kuka the whole night, kuangalia time ikifika, and you just to remember about New Year's. One of these days, fine days. But ndawambia kitu ilinistua. But anyway, okay. New Year's, it will be New Year's for me.
Okay.
I think mine is Christmas. Just simply because it's the one time in the year, even though I'm working, and what am I calling it? Vacationing. I call it vacationing.
Vacation.
But also, it's the time I spend... Like you're working on vacation.
Mm. Anyways, mine is Eid. You know, anywhere with food, just call me
Eid. Nasi sherehe yako.
Yeah, I mean, don't. It's in the food.
I thought it was like the season where there's a lot of food.
Me, I do.
Unajua, this is our Christu. I mean, patie and local cuisine.
Okay.
What's yours?
Mine's that period from 25th. Too fast.
So Christmas.
Because that's basically you clock out, people clock out from next week Tuesday, Jamhuri.
Mm.
People just clock
people
out.
Just clock
up
out.
Until 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that from that point, beautiful, beautiful time.
Anyways.
I like that time. You spend a lot of time with family. I miss my family most times, so.
Merry Christmas.
Man, may I love those guys. They, Merry they, this really did a lot for me on my birthday. I'm so happy.
This is what you get when you move out of your family. So.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You love your family more when you're not living with them.
I will not lie to you.
So.
No.
I'm not joking.
I moved out for 9 months. I was happy. I was at peace.
Merry Christmas to you, our audience.
Merry Christmas.
Release Navidad.
Yeah, man.
I hope.
Enjoy, Bana. Enjoy. I know tax is hard on you, but enjoy.
Cheers, guys. Boy, Michael. It's been Mr. Fahrenheit, Michael Kimathi.
It's been your captain, Shaka and Beard Connoisseur, Tuonane 2024.
Jambi, uncle.
Let's pray for the housing levy to actually be stopped. Yeah. It's been your boy, Vincent.
Merry Christmas, guys. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.